Hello? Yes, this is the Falcon speaking.
Oh, Nina.
I'm glad you called. Well, you'll have to cancel me out tonight, Angel. I just landed a new client.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, I wanted to turn down his business, but no matter how I talked, this boy insisted on giving it to me.
This is Ed Hurley, friends, inviting you to listen to The Adventures of the Falcon, starring Les Damon. You met the Falcon first in his best-selling novels. Then you saw him in his thrilling motion picture series. Now join him on the air when the Falcon solves the case of the Big Talker. Case of the Big Talker. It's Sunday evening in New York, and a trio huddles in the rear booth of the Pelican Club. Reading from left to right, they are Joe Greco, Danny Bell, and William Palmer. And from the deference accorded Mr. Palmer, it's obvious who leads this band, which is no more than Mr. Palmer deserves. All you have to do is listen, and you'll hear some of the slickest arrangements.
Well, of course, the big thing in our favor is the element of surprise. Weber's had everything his own way so long, he won't be expecting any opposition.
Yeah, that's smart operating, Palmer. We pulled the same deal in St. Louis.
Oh, did you, Danny?
Oh, sure. I just walked into this guy's place and gave him 24 hours to leave town.
Uh-huh, and what happened?
Well, he was gone in four.
They play awfully rough in St. Louis, don't they?
Yeah, you're not kidding.
Maybe this league won't be fast enough for him, boss.
There's always that possibility, Greco.
Why, I remember one time...
Much as I'd love to hear you reminisce, Danny, I'm afraid it's getting late.
Oh, well, that's okay. Just remind me to tell you sometime about Lefty Wilson.
I'll make a note of it. But getting back to Weber...
You don't have to draw me a diagram, Palmer. I got the picture already. This Weber gets the big gambling play from the society crowd, and you want it.
Very much so.
Okay, I'll have a little talk with the man.
Oh, I don't doubt that you're a brilliant conversationalist, Danny, but Mr. Weber is also gifted. And let's assume that nothing you say moves him. What's your next step?
Well, we take over.
You see, Greco, nothing baffles him. We take over.
Ah, sure, it's as simple as...
Falling off a log?
Yeah.
Wonderful. When can we expect this eviction to take place?
Hey, now, wait a minute, Palmer.
Don't tell me that you haven't an answer for that.
Well, don't forget, I'm a newcomer in town.
Oh, I've got news for you, Danny. The people in New York are exactly like those in St. Louis. They eat, they sleep, they breathe. And a little .38 caliber slug can stop all those vital functions.
You mean you expect me?
Uh-huh.
Well, you're crazy.
You hear that, Greco? I'm crazy. Here I voiced a simple suggestion.
Look, if you want someone to kill Weber, you better get yourself another boy.
Well, what's wrong with the one I just hired?
Well, first of all...
Look, Palmer, never mind this phony. I'll do it.
Greco, this is not the army. If I wanted a volunteer...
I only thought
well,
that I...
don't. Oh. Danny's going to come through for us, aren't you, Danny?
Well...
You see, Greco, you misjudged him. Why, the minute I spied Danny, I bet he was a man of action. And you know me, I only put my money on sure things.
You and your big mouth. No matter how many times I warn you, Dad.
Oh, cut it out, Martha.
I'll cut it out when you learn to keep your trap shut. We had to leave St. Louis because someone called your bluff. But Mr. Loudmouth doesn't remember that.
Now, look, honey, that's water under the bridge. What are we going to do now?
What are we going to do?
Well, you're my wife.
You don't have to remind me. The only thing that keeps me going is the hope that someday I may be your widow.
Now, look, Martha, suppose I talk to Palmer.
Did you say talk? That's how you got into this mess.
Oh, Martha.
Now, about this man, Weber.
Yeah, well, he's nobody to mess with. Maybe we just better pack and go, huh?
Oh, no. I'm not doing any more running. You can go if you want to, but I'm sticking right here. I like New York fine.
Oh, but baby...
Will you stop wagging your tongue and let me think?
Yeah, sure.
Wait a minute. I got an idea.
Oh, I knew I could count on you, baby.
Yeah. This Weber guy is loaded, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, suppose he was informed what Mr. Palmer was planning for him. Don't you think he'd be grateful?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, it'd be worth all kinds of money to him to get the drop on Palmer. I bet he'd go 10,000, easy.
Well, what are you waiting for?
You mean?
Yeah.
But what'll I tell him?
What'll you tell him? You ask me that?
Oh, now listen,
what
Martha.
What for? Weber is the man who should listen. And if you can't talk him out of 10 grand, don't bother coming back.
Yes? Mr. Weber? That's right, sir.
My name is Danny Bell. That's a nice gambling layout you got out there.
Oh, yeah, very kind.
Well, of course, it's not as big as a couple of places I've got back home.
Home?
Yeah, St. Louis. Greatest little town in the world.
I'm sure.
Yeah, yeah, I hated to leave, but I got a proposition I couldn't turn down.
If you'll excuse me, Mr.
Bell. Danny Bell.
Well, I'm very busy.
Now, take it easy, Weber. You see, this proposition concerns you.
I can't imagine how.
Oh, you think I'm running off at the mouth, huh?
That's rather an inelegant but accurate way to describe it.
Well, suppose I was to tell you that someone was planning to knock you off.
Now you have aroused my curiosity.
Well, is it worth 10 grand for the complete details?
Definitely.
Well, the name of your party is William Palmer.
Oh, Mr. Palmer, eh?
Yeah, yeah, he figures on taking over this place.
It just occurred to me, Mr.
Bell.
How do I know this isn't a hoax?
Hey, you don't know who you're talking to.
No.
Well, Palmer and me are just like this, see? He wanted me to knock you off. It's a lucky thing for you, you got friends.
Oh, have I?
Oh, sure, sure. They told me you were a swell guy.
They were exaggerating.
Yeah, that's the only reason I came here.
Well, I appreciate it, Mr.
Bell.
Forgive me, I have a horrible memory for details.
What about that 10 grand? I'm running a big risk, you know.
Then you'd better start running.
Ah, look, Weber.
But perhaps you need something to send you on your way. Well?
All right, I'm going.
Thank you.
But don't you worry, Weber. I'll be seeing you.
I doubt that, sir. I don't ever expect to hear from you again. Is that understood?
That you, Martha?
No, Mrs. Bell ain't in.
Well, who's this?
Blanche West.
Oh, well, this is Danny, Blanche. Where's my wife?
I don't know, Danny. She went out about an hour ago. She asked me to mind the house.
Anybody call?
Only a Joe Greco.
Joe Greco?
Yeah, he said you should ring Mr. Palmer when you got in. You want the number?
No, I'll call when I get home. When Martha comes in, you just...
What was that, Danny? There it goes again. It sounded like... Danny!
Second, Louise. Right with you.
Hiya, Ainge.
Why, Mr. Waring.
I'm sorry, I was expecting someone else.
Little girl named Louise Mason?
How do you know?
Oh, I'm a guy who knows everything. Greco's the name. Joe Greco.
What do you know about Louise?
I know she had a date with you and she ain't gonna make it.
Why not?
Let's just say she was indisposed. If you're going to call her, Waring, you'll be wasting your time. I don't think she'll answer. Believe me, friend, I know wherever I speak.
All right, Greco, where is she?
What are you getting so excited about?
What happened to her?
This is New York in broad daylight. What could happen?
Look, Greco.
Hey, hold on to my coat. Ain't going to bring her back. If you really want her, all you gotta do is say the word.
What's the word?
Yes.
Yes what?
Yes, you work for Bill Palmer.
What are you talking about?
Did you read about this jerk, Danny Bell, getting himself knocked off last night?
Well?
Well, the cops think the boss did it.
Why?
Did you ever try to reason with a cop?
Yes.
You've been pretty successful. That's why Palmer wants you to work for him.
Was it his idea to grab Louise?
Who says anybody grab her? You jump to conclusions.
All right. When will she be released?
The minute I get your word, you go to work.
How do you know I won't break it?
That's where guys like us got the advantage over guys like you. We trust you.
I suppose I turn up evidence to prove that your boss did kill Danny Bell.
And he deserves to fry.
Okay, let's go see Palmer.
That's just what I was going to suggest. Lucky I got a cab waiting.
To the adventures of the Falcon. 20 minutes have passed since Joe Greco dropped Mike Waring off at police headquarters. And surprisingly enough, Sergeant Corbett doesn't seem too pleased to see our hero.
Well, if it isn't that high-flying bird, the Falcon, what brings you to this nest?
Where's Bill Palmer?
You know, for a second there, I thought you said Bill Palmer.
I did. Isn't he boarding here?
What do you want with him?
I'm working for him.
You're kidding.
Now look, Sergeant...
You wouldn't actually take that bum for a client.
Well, wouldn't I?
Why, I've known you for almost 10 years.
Well, I guess it only proves you don't know the real me.
Maybe I don't. They say everybody's got his price.
Now, who's the they that's always doing all the saying?
Elliot! Tell Palmer Mike Waring's here.
Look, Sarge, suppose I...
Why bother, Mike? You don't owe me any explanation.
Oh, all right, as long as you're going to be pig-headed.
Hello, Waring.
Oh, come in, Palmer.
Well, I see Joe Greco got to you.
He certainly did.
Now, listen to me,
wouldn't want to waste your valuable time.
What's he sore about?
Oh, he feels I let him down.
I hope I never know that feeling.
Listen to me, Palmer. If anything happens to that girl...
Don't go hammy on me, Waring. Nothing's going to happen to her. She's probably back home now.
Now, if I find out you killed Danny Bell...
I know. You're going to let me fry.
I'll pull the switch personally.
Well, I hope you got a union card. How long will it be before they let me go?
Well, that depends on how much help I get from you.
You'll get everything you need.
All right. If you didn't kill Bell, who did?
Mike, I'm going to surprise you.
You have no idea.
No, I've got a wonderful one. What do you think of Weber?
Who?
Hans Weber. I understand Danny had some trouble with him.
Over what?
I couldn't say, but I know Danny threatened to kill him.
Well, maybe I ought to have a few words with Weber.
I don't care how many words you have, just make sure they're the right ones.
Makes me feel badly, Waring.
No, what, Weber?
It's only on occasions like this you come up to the club.
No, I can't afford it.
Even with Bill Palmer for your client?
Now we're right back where we started. He thinks you should be in his place.
Such ugly suspicions, Mike. Believe me, I hardly even knew this...
Danny Bell.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Well, by any chance, would you happen to recall if you killed him?
Well, I might remember that if I had a motive.
You did. Danny threatened you.
Then I could plead self-defense.
You could.
Well, thanks for the advice, Mike. If I decide to take it, I'll mail you a check.
Come.
Hello, Sergeant.
What are you doing here?
I brought a lady around to see you.
I'm not interested in any of your friends.
No, you will be in this one.
Now, look, Waring.
Mrs. Bell.
You want me?
Yeah. This is Sergeant Corbett.
We've met.
What's going on here?
Well, if you'll listen for a minute, you'll find out. Mrs. Bell, tell him the story you told me earlier today.
Where do you want me to begin?
Right at the top of the page. Remember the time of your husband's murder?
Yeah. It was 9:45.
And where were you at that time?
She doesn't need an alibi.
Well, why don't you give that mouth a rest? Do you happen to recall where you were, Mrs. Bell?
Yeah. I was at the Pelican Club.
Did anyone see you there?
Bill Palmer.
What?
That's right. I was with him from 9 to 10:30.
And if Palmer was with you, he couldn't possibly have killed your husband.
No.
Why didn't you tell me that before?
You didn't ask, honey.
You satisfied now, Sergeant?
No.
Well, maybe I can find someone who won't be so difficult. Come along, Mrs. Bell. We'll go see the DA.
Homicide, Sergeant Corbett.
Corbett, this is Wilson of the DA's office. A friend of yours was just around to see my boss.
Oh.
Mike Waring.
He's no friend of mine.
Well, he must be a good friend of the chief's. The DA wants Bill Palmer released.
Sergeant! Hey, Corbett!
Huh?
It's me. Can I give you a lift?
No, thanks. I'm discriminating about the kind of people I'm seen with.
Meaning I'm not?
Uh-huh.
Oh, listen, you idiot.
You ought to feel pretty proud of yourself.
Well, all right, as long as you ask, I do.
Sure. I don't know many private detectives who could do what you did for Palmer.
You're darn right.
But then the detectives I know don't go in for perjury.
Hey, listen, who are you
on your way, Waring. You're blocking traffic.
Hello, Mr. Palmer.
Well, as I live and breathe.
And you can thank me for both.
All right, Martha, thanks. Satisfied now?
Mm-mm. Not quite. I like people to show their gratitude in a more tangible way.
I don't think I understand you, Martha.
I was supposed to get $5,000 for lying to the cops.
Oh, well, I've come to the conclusion I made a mistake. I could have had Joe Greco do it for nothing.
Then you know where you would have wound up. I saved your life, Palmer, and don't ever forget it.
If I do, I'm sure you'll remind me.
Yes, indeed.
Suppose I told you I didn't kill your husband.
Don't make me laugh.
No, they let me go.
And we both know why. So you better dig up that money, otherwise...
You...
Don't ever try that again.
Oh, you shouldn't have said that, Martha. I'm a gambler, and that's the kind of challenge that I can't resist.
Get it out.
There's no pleasing you. First you complain because I don't give you anything. Then when I do, you yell twice as loud. I don't know what I'm going to do with you. Yes?
Is Mr. Palmer in?
Oh, who wants to know?
Hans Weber.
Oh. What's on your mind, Weber?
Oh, Palmer... I just thought I'd offer my congratulations on your release.
Thank you.
Frankly, I never thought you'd make it.
Well, I had a good man working for me, Mike Waring.
But he needed help.
Ah, you mean Danny Bell's widow?
Yes. And then to repay her kindness the way you did.
What do you mean?
Well, she told me the whole sordid story. She probably thought I would be a little more appreciative.
Mm-hmm. And were you?
I'm ashamed to say this, Palmer.
You weren't?
Well, offhand, I couldn't see how that information was going to help me. So now I'm afraid Martha thinks as badly of me as she does of you.
And I didn't believe we had anything in common.
Oh, we have, Palmer. A great deal. Let's get together real soon and compare notes.
To the adventures of the Falcon. Several hours have passed since the extremely friendly conversation between Palmer and Weber. And now at the Falcon's apartment.
Hello, Mike.
What are you doing here, Sergeant?
I just dropped by to apologize.
You what?
Yeah, Louise Mason called me at home and told me why you agreed to work for Palmer.
Oh.
Why didn't you say something? I would have understood.
I tried to.
I know you did. Am I forgiven?
Yeah, sure, Corbett. Come on in.
Thanks.
Care to join me in a drink?
Yeah. I'm off duty. Start pouring, boy. You know, I never thought you were going to get Palmer out.
Well, strictly between us, Sergeant, I was a little surprised myself.
Of course, Danny's wife's perjury didn't hurt any.
What are you talking about?
Oh, didn't you know, Mike? She was reached.
You're crazy.
She admits it herself.
When was this?
About a half hour ago.
She's out of her mind. I don't know why she came to you with that story.
She saw her. She claims you wouldn't pay her off.
I wouldn't pay her off?
Uh-huh. She says you made the deal for Palmer.
But she's lying. If she was bribed, Palmer did it himself.
Without your knowledge or consent, like they say.
Yes.
Still, it's kind of embarrassing for you.
Is it?
You get Palmer released, and according to the law, we can't pick him up again.
I know that. Just wait till I get my hands on him.
A couple of the boys downtown think you already did.
Now what are you babbling about?
Somebody put a slug through his brain. You'll die when you hear who that somebody is. Want to get a coat, Mike? Will you go like that?
Now, look. I don't know anything about Palmer's murder, and I know less about Martha's perjury.
You don't have to yell. I believe you.
Huh?
Of course, the opinions expressed here are my own and in no way reflect the opinions of my sponsor, the New York Police Department.
Now, listen, Corbett. You got to give me a break.
What do you want?
A chance at Martha Bell.
That can be arranged.
And I want to see Joe Greco.
You don't think...
Why not?
He worked for Palmer.
Yeah, so did Danny Bell, remember? And while you're at it, pick up Hans Weber.
Hey, you don't want much, do you?
I don't think so.
Well, maybe you're right. There are 7 million people in New York, and you could have involved them all. All right, I'll get a call out to pick them up.
I beg your pardon. Is Sergeant Corbett...
Right here, Mr. Weber.
I was told you wanted to see me.
You were told right. This is Martha Bell. Or have you two already met?
No.
Well, have you, Weber?
I never contradict a lady.
Well, this is Joe Greco.
Yeah.
Likewise, I'm sure.
Listen, Sergeant, what's the big idea?
Yeah, what are we waiting for anyway?
The star of our show. Oh,
thank you, Sergeant Corbett.
You just made it, Mike. They were ready to walk out.
I don't know what they would have missed.
Yeah, yeah, you're funnier than Groucho Marx.
And I don't even wear glasses. You tired, Weber?
No, just bored.
Oh. Well, we'll see if we can make it interesting for you. Gentlemen, and Mrs. Bell, we are gathered here together to determine the murderer of one William Palmer.
Here, here.
Now, would anyone care to hazard a guess?
Oh, is this an audience participation program?
Yes. So suppose I pass among our contestants. First, I have a question for you, Martha.
How nice.
Why did you tell Sergeant Corbett I was the one who got you to lie for Palmer?
You did.
And where did all this take place?
At your apartment the day before we went up to see him.
Now, that's a nice try, Angel. But it isn't the right answer, because I spent that entire day in Jersey on another case.
Listen, Will.
Sorry, we're a little pressed for time, but don't feel badly. You win at least a 5 to 10 year stretch for perjury. Now, Greco, you're next.
Am I?
Yes. What were you doing at the time of Palmer's murder?
I was down at the Pelican Club.
And how long were you there?
From 6 to 11:30.
And Mr. Palmer died?
At 8:15.
Now, who told you that?
I did.
Okay, Sergeant. Now, let's get on to Mr. Weber.
Must you?
Well, I'll start you off with something easy. You remember Danny Bell?
This lady's husband?
Yes. May I ask if you have an alibi for the time of his murder?
Oh, so far back. Can you give me a little hint?
Yes, it happened at 9:45 on...
Oh, yes, yes. Well, if memory serves me right, at that time I was at my club greeting my guests.
And their names?
Perhaps Senator Burns might remember that evening.
Why, Sherry?
Well, there was a little unpleasantness at... 9:40 about one of his checks. It was made of rubber.
Well, that completes the first round. And we have a winner.
Have we?
Yes, Mrs. Martha Bell. Will the lady please stand?
Listen, you comic. What are you babbling about?
Well, by killing your husband and Bill Palmer, you have hit the jackpot.
No.
Yes, you win that famous trip up the Hudson to Sing Sing with all expenses on the house. Oh, yes, I forgot to mention, Angel. That trip is only one way.
Hey, Mike.
Oh, look, Sergeant, I'm tired. I need a rest.
Don't be ridiculous. We couldn't get along without you. Why did Martha kill Danny?
Well, simple. She was fed up with him. He never did anything right in his life. And when he tried to shake down Weber and didn't get a dime, that was the final straw.
What kind of a motive is that?
Well, the newspapers are full of stories about wives who have murdered their husbands for less.
And what about Palmer?
Well, she killed him because he wouldn't pay off after she bailed him out with her alibi.
Did she dream up that alibi deal?
Well, sure.
That was a smart piece of work.
Smarter than you think. But Palmer didn't need the alibi. He was with Joe Greco at the time.
Why didn't he say so?
Who would have believed it? No, she was shrewd. You see, she sold Palmer the idea that she could help him. And at the same time, she helped herself.
I don't see how.
Well, if Palmer was with her, naturally it follows that she must have been with him. And if he didn't kill her husband, neither did she.
Well, the thing that gets me is why you took this case in the first place. Well,
I told you, Sergeant. One of Palmer's boys abducted my girlfriend.
I know, but that's no reason.
What?
If you ask me, she's a lucky girl.
Oh, are you out of your mind?
Well, the way I look at it, being kidnapped is bad enough. But she'd have been in a lot more trouble if she'd kept that date with you. Good night, Mike.